Stellantis UAW contract clash. Global auto sector watches labor negotiations. Rising tensions between Stellantis, Chrysler's parent company, and the United Auto Workers, UAW, union marked the approach to the expiration of the four-year contracts binding major automakers. Stellantis North America Chief Operating Officer Mark Stewart conveyed a potent message, urging all parties to embrace economic realism. This communication, accessed by Reuters, underscored the automaker's dedication to collaborating with UAW on realistic terms. Such a stance emerges as a direct response to UAW's ambitious agenda for contract enhancements. UAW's aspirations encompass pay increments of over 40% within the forthcoming 4 years, significant additional leave provisions, and the re-establishment of defined benefit pensions, previously phased out for newer entrants. During a recent live-streamed event, UAW President Sean Fain expressed palpable dissent, relegating Stellantis's offerings to the realm of trash. He presented a stark critique of Stellantis's proposed concessions, terming them disrespectful. The contested proposals encompass diminished healthcare provisions, curtailed vacation entitlements for fresh recruits, and the eradication of constraints on temporary staffing. Countering these assertions, Stewart insinuated Fain's portrayal lacked balance. "The theatrics and personal insults will not help us reach an agreement," articulated Stewart. He further emphasized the futility of speculative outcomes at this juncture. Central to Stellantis's stance is a commitment to mitigating absenteeism and streamlining pension, healthcare, and related expenditures. With a nod to the shifting paradigm influenced by electric vehicle governmental mandates, the company expressed a need to curtail its persistent cost structures. UAW spotlighted Stellantis's aversion to abolishing the bifurcated wage system, a mechanism wherein neophytes receive a diminished wage relative to seasoned professionals. With September 14 on the horizon, global spectators keenly observed the Stellantis-UAW negotiations, anticipating potential ramifications for the automotive sector's labor discourse. Auto tech. Waymo secures CPUC permit. 100K San Franciscans ready for autonomous rides.